You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Recently in Alton, Illinois, on the banks of the Mississippi River, a farmer named Gary Mockins made an improbable discovery, a mysterious tunnel beneath his house dating to the 18th century. There's been a lot of speculation about the origins and purposes for the tunnel. Maybe it was used as a cellar. Maybe it was even part of the Underground Railroad. But the tunnel has left more questions than answers. Joining us now to help us get some answers about that is Gary Mockins of Alton, Illinois. Gary, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Brian.
So can you share the story with us? How did you find this tunnel beneath your house?
By mistake, of course, like a lot of things are discovered, but my sidewalk out in front of my house collapsed a little bit. So I talked to the Alton Street Department about getting it fixed, and they came out and looked at it. They said, well, you drain, it takes your rainwater off your house, and it comes through my stone wall out front, goes under the sidewalk, it came apart. Now, this house was built in 1890, and I'm assuming that was this clay tile that was put in for this rainwater, and it came apart underneath the sidewalk, and it had eroded a bunch of dirt out for a long section. And so I rented a concrete saw and I started sawing out sections of the sidewalk where it had undermined at. And then I thought, well, why did it stop at this certain point? And it was veering off under my stone wall out front. I have a stone wall out front approximately 9 feet tall. And we noticed when we took the sidewalk out and we took the mulch and the leaves and stuff that had built up there over the years, that there, the stones, you know, on a wall are laid flat, of course. Well, then there was this archway. The stones were laid vertical. We thought, well, what the heck is going on here? You'd only put those in if you had a doorway. And as we dug some of the leaves and mulch and things out of the way, we discovered there was an opening there, and I removed a couple of the loose stones, and then there was this unbelievable looking tunnel. It was in great condition.
Yeah, and for people who haven't seen the image, and we'll link to it at our website, 21stshow.org, can you describe this? I mean, it's almost like something out of an Edgar Allan Poe story.
Yeah, it's it goes back 60 feet. It's 9.5 feet wide. It's built in as an archway, an arch tunnel. So it's got the rounded top roof to it. It's pristine brick. It looks like it was built a year ago, I guess, because weather has never been a factor there. It stayed great condition. It looks like it had a wooden short line. We dug down in a couple spots. And because there's so much dirt in there, everything that washed in from under the sidewalk. Now, what washed in under the sidewalk was about 25 feet long and 1.5 feet deep and about 30 inches wide. So there's a lot of sediment, dirt, and sand and stuff that washed in there. But it looks like it did have a wood floor at one time. Now, was it built originally with a wood floor? I don't think so, because when we dug down and removed some of the wood, we found stone. So I think originally it had a stone floor in it, and then someone later added the wood to it. Now, why they did that, there's a couple guesses on that.
Yeah, a lot of speculation. We can get to some of that about what it was for, but what is at the end of the tunnel? You mentioned, so it's an archway, it's brick, it's pristine brick at one end near, I guess, where you enter it. It's looks like it's sort of stone, I don't know if you would call it flagstone or stones kind of built up to block off the doorway. What's at the other end of the tunnel?
Well, it's just dirt, a big pile of dirt, like it was filled in. And here's why I think it was filled in. I believe the tunnel was definitely predated the house, and historians in the Alton area believe that also. I had Landmark Historic Society, three of their members came there and gave me some ideas what it was probably used for. But they're guessing that it was filled in where the house was built. The house, like I said, was built in 1890. And so I'm guessing they discovered this tunnel when they went to build the house on the lot. And so they filled in the tunnel where the house was going to be sitting, but didn't fill it in where the yard is. And like I say, the floor of this is about 6 feet lower than the city sidewalk out front. So we have to crawl in through a heroin. I didn't want to take any more stones out that weren't loose because I didn't want the wall to cave in, because that would be costly to fix. And that's, we can crawl up on top of the dirt and shine back with a flashlight. It has settled maybe 2 to 3 inches, and you can see it looks like it goes another 40 feet back. That would make sense because that's the part under the house. And I guess they filled that in thinking, well, we don't want the house collapsing in the tunnel, so they filled it with dirt.
Wow. So let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Gary Mockins. He's a farmer and a resident of Elton, Illinois, who discovered a tunnel that seems to date back to the 19th century beneath his property. So, Gary, who have you talked to about the tunnel, and what are some of those ideas that people have about what it might have been used for, why it was built?
Well, like I say, I've talked to some historians with the Landmark Historic Society in Alton, and talk to their historians in the Alton area, and they think originally it may have just been built as part of a storm sewer. Some believe it was built with the wooden floor in there as an ice house. Being a city right next to a major river like the Mississippi here at Alton, they would cut chunks of ice out of the river, store them on the wood floor, lay some straw or wood shavings down, then lay the next layer of ice on it, and then they would sell the chunks of ice to businesses or people that had ice boxes at that time. That was real popular thing to do. But it could have been used by the North in the Civil War as for ammunition, hit underground. That way, if there's an explosion, no one gets killed. Could have possibly been used as part of the Underground Railroad. There are stories and some history of that in the Alton area. We have no full evidence of this, but there was a major ferry we know at Alton going from Missouri to Illinois side, and just no documentation of it, but it could have definitely been used for that, and it could have just been used as a root cellar. Back at that time, everybody canned everything from fruits to vegetables. It could have been a wine cellar, could have been a beer cellar, but there's just no documentation that really says what the exact use for, what it was actually built for. I talked to historians that believe it's not 200 years old, so it doesn't go back to 1820, because they said the brick at that time were made out of limestone, and they were soft, and you could scratch them with a pocket knife and really scratch a pretty deep groove in them. These brick are a little harder, so they believe it was maybe more around the 1840, 1850 range. So they think it was probably built 40 or 50 years before the house was built. Now, Alton had dirt streets up until 1895. Like I said, the house was built in 1890. So when they bricked the streets, they brought in a lot of dirt in places, because the street out in front of my house is very steep, and it's still pretty steep. But at that time, that would have blocked off the entrance. So one of the historians who seems very knowledgeable about this said no one had been in that tunnel, he believes, since 1895, because that's when it would have changed the elevation of the street, and that would have blocked off the entrance to this tunnel. Wow. This tunnel would have went out into the dirt street, but when they brought in dirt, changed the elevation, make it not so steep, then that would have been brick shut. So I guess when my wife went down in there a couple of weeks ago, that would have been the first time in roughly, in his estimate, 126 years ago since someone had been in that tunnel.
Wow. Well, we are almost out of time in our conversation. Last question to you, and in just a couple of sentences for your answer. What are your plans for the tunnel going forward? Creating a bat suit and taking on a life of crime down there? What do you hope to do with it?
Yeah, great parking spot for the Batmobile.
Yeah.
At the time, I think I'm going to temporarily block it off. I'm 61 years old, but I believe when I retire in about 3 or 4 years, I would like to definitely open it back up, preserve it, because right now you would have to dig it out with like a backhoe, put in retaining walls and a step, bring the door and a doorway, and then you'd have to excavate the dirt out of there. But right now, if I put the sidewalk back in for the city like I'm supposed to do, it's going to be impossible to get back down in there. But you could take out that sidewalk after you put it in and put in the doors you see in the city when they make deliveries to a basement.
Yeah.
You have to open up the metal doors to go down in there, and then you would have to shut them. So there's going to be a little expense there, but
All right. Well, we will be curious to follow what the life of the tunnel is in the future, and if there's ever any more information about what it is. Gary Mockins is a resident of Alton who discovered this tunnel beneath his property. That is all the time we have for today. This is the 21st.